So first of all, just for the sake of the recording, good evening, everybody. I have the recorder here. I'm just going to put it down. What I thought I'd do in the next two shiurim, it's very interesting. Shulchan Aruch split up the discussion that we have in the Gemara into two sections. One section in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Chaf Gimel, which is what we're going to be doing today. So that is the discussion about what you're allowed to do, in terms of what you're allowed to say, what you're allowed to mention. Mida, minyan, schum mida, schum minyan, schum dam, schum mekach, damim, that's all discussed in Shin Chaf Gimel. And then we also have a Sergian Tafkuf Yod Zayin, and that's about what we saw in the first Tosfos, about making sure that you buy only from a Jew if it's something that may otherwise have been gotten be'isser on that day itself. Right, so we talked about the different examples of that, and I want to get to that next week in the Shulchan Aruch. But let's for today start on the Tur Beis Yosef and to look through the massive, massive machlokas we have between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah within the Tur Beis Yosef. So if you have physical form in front of you, that's great. If you don't, I'm going to put my screen to make it visible, and I'm going to have the source sheet open, slightly modified version of the source sheet, so if you want, you can look at the screen to follow along, but I would think that would be helpful. So let me just do that right now. Okay, and share screen, and I want Beis Hashir too. Okay, so can everybody see my screen? Nod if you can. Okay, perfect. So we'll start with the tour here. So this is the tour in Aruch Chaim, a very interesting tour. Writes as follows. Umotar lomar l'chavero, tein li beitzim ve'egozim b'minyan, ve'omer l'chanveni. Oh, Alan Ruttman may be having trouble here one moment. We have an email from him. Dun, dun, dun. Having difficulty with this. Have we started? I'll just tell him to call me on my phone. One second. Wow, I think we've set a record here today. Yes, you can call me. Listen in. 416-317-262. Okay, that should work. Now, so the tour says as follows. Mutar lomar l'chavero tein li beitzim ve'egozim b'minyan. So first of all, the tour actually swaps thing up. For the Mishnah, he has mutar lomar l'chavero, and it's, you're allowed to say, tein li beitzim ve'egozim b'minyan. You can actually say, give me X number of eggs, give me X number of egozim. And he follows up by saying, ve'omer l'chenveni, and you can also tell the chenveni, and here's where he's quoting the brisa that we have in the Gemara, tein li dalet beitzim mehirimonim, uvilvad shelo yazkir lo. And then he says, here's what you're not allowed to do, here's what you're limited to do. Shelo yazkir lo. Number one, shem damim. Number two, schum mida. Number three, schum minyan. And he explains, what does schum minyan mean? Lomar, to say, kach v'kach yesh lecha biyadi, such and such an amount you have, meaning I've already given you. Tein li kach v'kach, give me X number more. And finally, v'yeh lecha biyadi kach v'kach, meaning, let's say last week I bought 10, now I'm buying 10 more. And here's a call from Alan. Welcome aboard. We're just finishing to read the tour. And Schum Minyan, again, according to the tour, is that I bought 10 already, now I'm buying 10 more, so that means 20 in total. All clear?
Just as a question, he's missing a word. He doesn't say Chenveni Haragil Etzlo, Haragil Etzlo.
Correct, because he's assuming that it doesn't have any ramification here, that it's true about any Chenveni.
So that is different than our Mishnah.
Correct. Well, I mean, he for the Mishnah has chavero altogether, like we saw in some of the Rishonim. Right? That was a separate girsa that we had. But for the Brice and the Gemara, yes, he doesn't quote Haragel Etzlo because he feels it meaningless. Haragel Etzlo may have had a purpose in explaining the Gemara, like Rashi says, right, that you've already set on a price or whatever the case may be, but it doesn't have enough gemina lahalacha, the fact that it's Haragel Etzlo. Okay? So what I have here is, this is my personal notes, the chart, so we can go back up there to cheat afterwards, but for now let's take a look at the actual Nose Kalim. So the Beis Yosef, as we'd expect, goes through everything in very, very rapid pace. This will take a long time to get through. So let's start to work on it. So first thing we're going to see is Beis Yosef begins. V'omer lachan v'nitein li ba'al beitzim v'erimon v'ashle yaskel oshim damim, etc., etc., etc. Brais Hashem, says the Brais in the Gemara, v'gir sas rashu v'ashle yaskel os chomira. So long as you don't mention chomira. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer v'ashle yaskel os chomekach. So he first of all quotes the Girsa of Rashi. The Girsa of Rashi is that Tanakama holds you can't mention chomira, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds you can't mention chomekach. And he quotes first explanation of Rashi. What does chomida mean according to Rashi? We said Rashi was the outlier seemingly among the Rishonim, who said that the word schum doesn't have any special meaning. The word schum itself just means to mention it, even though it says schum, schum is lav dafka. However, and in fact, schum mekach means to mention money. So that's Rashi. Rashi is straightforward. Rashi says that this brisa is telling you what we've heard earlier, what we've seen before. In that, you're not allowed to mention money. You're not allowed to mention measurement. That's pretty straightforward. However, he writes, because of a rash, v'zeh lashono, he says, this is the lashon of the rash. V'rabbeinu chanan el gores schum minyan b'milsei dekana kama. Says, however, no. Rabbeinu chanan has a different girsa. It's interesting, by the way, that he quotes the rash over Tosfos here, to quote the same girsa of Rabbeinu chanan that we had in Tosfos, but nevertheless, that's what he does. Obviously, for the Beis Yosef, the rash is a pretty big player. Rashi is how you explain the Gemara, and then you go to the Rash, because that's how you're paskening halacha. But nevertheless, he says, Rabbeinu Hananel has for the Tanakama, rather than what Rashi has, which is Chomida, Rabbeinu Hananel has Chominion. And he says, Vachi Isa Bitosefta, Upirish Bahag, and the Bahag explains, Shelo Yomar Natalta Kach V'Kach Egozim Tol Adayin Kach V'Kach Kidei She'elach Hamea O Masayim. And the Bahag explains, what does it mean, Chominion? It means you can't say, I've taken X amount, and the shop owner says, take another 60 so you get up to 100. That's chum minyan. For Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, matir afal pishe mazkir chum minyan, mi'achar she'eno mazkir chum mekach. And again, he quotes the Bahag, who's still explaining this, who says that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion is that you are allowed to do that. You are allowed to be mazkir chum minyan. Okay, so long as you're not mentioning money additions, meaning shelo yomar lo tol kach v'kach lehashlim dinar. So long as he's not telling you, take another 5 oranges so that you'll owe me $10, that's okay. Adkan, not adkan lashon, sorry. This is still the rush going on. The rush quotes you also the Rif and the Rambam. So, now he's quoting you the Rif. What does the Rif say? V'harif gores b'milsa de tanakama mekach uv'milsa de Rabbi Shimon minyan. So again, Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa was to tell you that according to the Tanakama, schum minyan is aser, and according to Rabbi Shimon, schum mekach is aser. The Rif, however, flips them around, and he says, no, Tanakama is the one who holds schum mekach is aser, and the Rif is the one who says that schum, and not the Rif, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that schum minyan is aser. Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the machmir is Tanakama. Tanakama does not even allow you to do schum minyan, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, schum minyan, that's nothing, of course it's mutter. However, according to the Rif, Tanakama is the mekil, he's not the machmir anymore. He is telling you, so long as you're not mentioning schum mekach, so long as you're not adding up money, you're good to go. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is telling you that even if you mention schum minyan, you're out. So if that's the case, that's a very interesting machlokas between the Rif and Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel, who we saw, the Rif now, assuming that according to everybody, we paskin like Tanakama. So according to the Rif, how do we paskin? Oh, I forgot everybody's muted. I shouldn't ask questions then. So according to the Rif, we're going to paskin like Tanakama, who holds that only schum mekach, meaning actually doing addition with money, is the only thing that's going to be aser. That would mean adding up numbers, totally fine. It might even mean, as we're going to see, mentioning money is fine, right? We had this discussion last week in Tosfos. That's really going to come to the forefront. And then says the Rosh, V'chein kasev ha-Rambam, v'perek dalav mihelchus yom tov, v'lach ha-chaf gimol, shelo yazkir shem damim, v'lo schum minyan akan lashono. And he says that's what the Rambam writes, shelo yazkir shem damim, v'lo schum minyan. Rambam's sheets is very strange. Nobody really talks about it. I looked at the Nozeh Kalim of the Rambam. But for the Rambam, he says, you can't do Schum Minyan or Shem Damim. What about that is strange? Anybody want to unmute and explain? What's the Rambam doing? Anyone? No one wants to volunteer. Oh, I thought I heard a voice.
I'll volunteer.
Sure?
He's doing both. He's adding both.
Adding both what? Both what?
Well, let me see if I can find this Rambam again. I have it on my own sheet.
Here, if you want, I can highlight it over here.
It's both metaphysically. Right? Mm-hmm.
So it's not even that he's just saying both. Meaning it's not even that he's just saying both. He's saying worse than that. He's not saying Schum Minyan and Schum Ekach.
What's that?
He's not saying Schum Minyan and Schum Ekach. He's saying Schum Minyan and Shem Damim.
You can't mention money at all.
Right? So the Rambam, it's interesting. Rush seems to be understanding Rambam as being Machmir for Rabbeinu Hananel and for the Rif. That's the pretty simple read of the Rosh to say it that way. As we'll see, this is not necessarily the case. We'll explore the Rambam a little bit more in depth when we go through the chart. Okay? So, in summary now, what do we have? We have Rashi, who says it's all about mentioning different types of things, but it's not at all about summing. According to Rashi, you can't mention Midah, you can't mention Damim. You're out. So long as you mention, you're out. The Rosh brings two major shitos that are the opposites of each other. Rabbeinu Hananel, who says that Tanakama holds Schum Minyan is Aser, and that Rav Shimon holds Schum Mekach is Aser, and the Rif that flips them around and has Tanakama holding that Schum Mekach only is Aser, and Rav Shimon being Machmir saying Schum Minyan even is Aser. The Rosh saying, I think you should be Machmir like both, and that's what the Rambam did. However, he doesn't address the Rambam Aser's Shem Damim. But fine, we'll get back to that. And now he wants to quote the Rif. He says, V'zelosh no Rif Sham, Uvavad shelo yazkir lo schum mekach, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, uvavad shelo yazkir lo schum minyan. Meaning there you see his girsa for yourself, perush schum mekach. What does schum mekach mean? Kigon sheyesh alav kesef lo yomar lo tein li bekesef eishcha alai kesef acher, harei eishlecha biyari shnei ksafim, uschum minyan lo yomar lo harei sheyeshlecha biyari chamishim egozim tein lechamishim acherim varei lecha biyari mea. Meaning he says you're adding. I already bought this amount, now I'm buying more, so I have this amount in total that I owe you. Now, this was the run which we didn't see, but we referenced repeatedly last time, which is the question. The cost of a love run. Utmihani. Im amar lo tein li bekesef. Afal pisha lo asa cheshbon lomar. Harei yeshlecha biyadi shnei ksafim mitzar. He asked the question that we asked on Tosfos. I don't get it. Isn't it aser even to mention money? Why is the Rif only saying that schum mekach is aser? And this was the question we asked last time on Tosfos, and if you'll remember, there were two major streams of answers. One major stream of answers said, in a chanami it's aser, and he just mentioned it for whatever reason, meaning he mentioned it to respond to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The other thread of answers that we saw was to say, really, he holds that it's mutter, and we have to explain why he would hold that it's mutter. Continues. Dipshita. Dainu mekach umemkar. And he says, number two, what are you telling me? Oh, a big chiddush that Tanakama tells you? Don't mention schum mekach. That's literally what mekach umemkar is. You can't get any more mekach umemkar than saying, you know, I used to owe you $5, now I owe you $10. I mean, that's mekach umemkar. So why does he even need to mention it? Why is this the chiddush of Tanakama? That's really the two questions that the Ran asks on the Rif. Right? And he says, V'nira li, dekein li bekesef lav dafka, elatein li b'chdei sheyu lecha biyadi shnei ksafim. He says, rather, what is the Rif referring to when he means, when he says, schum kesef, schum mekach, which is adding money? He doesn't mean, I paid you $5 yesterday, and now I want $5 more, so it's $10 in total. Says the Ran, no, it means, I want you to give me an amount that overall you will be, I will be chayev to you $10. And still, what's the chiddush? The zel kedai to chamina kevan shein a posik b'feirush al mashu lokeach achshav shari kamash malan. Says the Ron, I might have thought that since I'm not actually telling you the amount of money that I'm purchasing now, I'm only telling you, you know, just fill up my account to $10. So maybe you'd think that was mutter. Says the Ron, that's the chiddush that the riff is coming for, but ain't a chanami, even to go ahead and to say, I want to buy $5 worth of flour is 100% usser, according to the riff. Okay? So again, we have Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rif disagreeing with each other. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, Tanakama is more machmir and Aser is even Tzchum Minyan. According to the Rif, Tanakama is more mekel and only Aser is Tzchum Mekach. However, the Ron points out that according to the Rif, Tzchum Mekach will even include mentioning any money whatsoever. That's what will be Aser. All clear so far? You can nod. Good. Okay, someone turned on their... Oh. That's true. I can't see the other Alan nod through the phone, so there we are. Okay. Let's continue. So up until now, we've had this read of the Rif. We've had the Rambam. We've had the Rosh. By the way, it turns out, the way the Ron is learning the Rif, the Rambam writes exactly like the Rif. Except that he's machmir, like the other Shita then. Meaning, to go back to the Rambam for a second, I should clarify this. To go back to the Rambam for a second, Shem Damim Velo Tzchum Minyan. If you understand the Rif, like the Ron did, that Shem Damim is what's Aser, if that's the case, then the Rambam is either paskening like Rabbi Shimon, one option, or B, he's being machmir like Rabbeinu Hananel and like the Rif. So he's being machmir like the Tanakama of Rabbeinu Hananel to say lo tzchum minyan, and he's being machmir like the Tanakama of the Rif to say lo shem damim, the way that the Ron reads it. As we'll see, not everybody reads the Rif this way. Okay. Let's pick up where we left off. This is the big one now. This is the important shita of the sugya. We saw it mentioned last week in the Nosei Kelim on Tosfos. But we're going to see it again over here. Hagosa Shri v'Perek Hanizkar. Here he quotes you the Hagosa Shri. Okay, on the Rosh over here. Kasuv. Velo chayshinan shema yazkir lo tzchum mekach. Sheyomer lo tein li v'pashut obishnei pshutim dahainu. Lo havei tzchum mekach ela kegon shetchila hayachayev lo pashut. Ve'omer lo tein li ata v'pashut. So what he says is, we're not worried about you actually asking for a certain amount of money, meaning give me $10 worth of flowers, because that's not what Tzchum Mekach is. As we explained above, according to everybody, Tzchum Mekach is when you go and you add up money. If, however, you're not adding up money, he says, don't worry about that. That, he says, is actually mutter. It's mutter to go into a store on Shabbos and Yontif and say, I would like $10 worth of beans. Really? Is that the case? What about all those other Mishnayos that we had? So he addresses them. And this, that we said, you're not allowed to set prices on Yontif. What this means is, that's in regards to something that we don't know the price of. You can't set a price on Yontif, but if, let's say, everybody knows that a loaf of bread costs $2, you can ask for $4 worth of bread, because that's just another way of saying, give me two loaves of bread. That's the way the Mefarshim explain, Hagos Ashri, the Mishabur explains them that way, as we'll see below. And in this view, this is actually going to say that, again, just going in and asking for money is actually mutter. Not like anybody else we've seen. Everybody else we've seen so far either said that Tanakama was more machmir, and even according to the Rif who we saw, who said that Tanakama only asked Tzchum Mekach, they understood that Tzchum Mekach meant even to mention money altogether. That was the Ron's whole question. How could it possibly be that this would be mutter? So what the Ron is saying, that Pshita is aser, for the Hagos Hashri is Pshita, that's Mutter. So that's a very, 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 very big Shita, and says Beit Yosef, Nira Shem Tovstim Diburam, Bemai Diktani Hasam, Hole Chada, Meitzel, Chenveni, Aragalas, of Armor, Lotin, Liaster, Beitzel, Mechoshim, Egozim. Lomar, he says, what does that Gemara teach us? De Ashmin, and De Lochai, Shinan, Shema, Yazchelos, Chumekach. He says, Vidivrehem, Kipshat, Divre Harif. And he says, at the end of the day, what does the Rif actually say? The Rif actually says that according to Tanakama, you can't do Schomekach. What would that imply about plain Mekach? That would imply that it's Mutter. If it's not Schom, then it's Mutter. And he says, that's really the pshat of the words of the Rif. He says, Afal Pishim Temuim, Kemosha Tam Aleim Aran. He says, even though it's true that that's a very bad Shita, he says, it doesn't make sense. Isn't that literally what Mekach Omemkar is? But he says, at the end of the day, that's the simple read of the Rif. So now, we have as follows, and I'm going to jump up to my chart for this. Okay, so can you see my chart on the screen? Everybody see it? Nod? Yes? No? I should scroll down? Now yes? Okay, beautiful.
Before you get to that.
Sorry?
When he quoted regarding the Rif, he quoted correctly saying, Kavani Haragil Etzlo. So in other words, he had both copies.
Yes. For the Rif, not of the Tur. Everybody has Chen Vani Haragel Etzlo. That's not the question here.
The Beit Yosef, when he started, he says, Volmer Lechen Vani Tkainli. He does not say Chen Vani Haragel Etzlo.
Because he's quoting the Tur, because the Tur doesn't say it, because he thinks it's not Lahalacha. Right? Look at the Tur. Tur doesn't say it anywhere. It's not that he didn't have it in his Gemara, he just said it's not relevant to the halacha.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a matter of, it's a question of codifying, really. But yeah, the Rif does is he cuts out pieces of the Gemara that are unnecessary. He's not going to cut out three words. But the Torah, who's reformulating, it says there's no need to write that. But, I mean, you're going to get to see a little bit of cheating here. Because I already added in all sorts of different other things in my chart, but let's take a look at the Tur first. The Tur, which is actually the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch at the end of the day, says the following. You can't do Shem Damim Schom Mida and Schom Minyan. Now, what I noted is, it's not clear at all which Shita is Tanakama, which Shita is Rabbi Shimon. Presumably, this is going to be the conclusion according to Tanakama, because as we said, we're paskening like Tanakama. If that's the case, so we need to figure out who does the Tur hold like to say that Shem Damim, Schom Mida, and Schom Minyan are all Aser? So, let's take a look. One possibility, and the most likely possibility, honestly, with the Tur himself, is to say that he holds like his father, the Rush. What does the Rush say? He has to be Machmir like Rabbeinu Hananel, and like the Rambam. Well, Shem Damim and Schom Minyan come from the Rambam. Schomida, it's not quite clear. We don't have any reference to Schomida at all in the Girsaos of anybody other than Rashi. So you might say, fine, maybe he's being Machmir like Rashi and the Rush, and you could make that argument pretty clearly. Alternatively, you could say that Misvara, he holds that Schomida would be just as bad as, if not worse, then Schom Damim, and since he asers Schom Damim, meaning he asers even Shem Damim, then he would also aser Schom Mida. Meaning, because again, if we're telling you that even Minyan, which is something normally that's allowed, you can't be Misakim, for sure Mida, which is normally something that's not allowed, for sure that you can't be Misakim. And that, I think, is a pretty safe bet. It's not really much of a questionable Shita. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi said it's very straightforward, Schom Mida and Schom Mekach. And that even means to mention them, that's clear. Tosfos and the Rush, I wrote Eshlenu, is again, Tanakama says Chom Minyan, and this is all in the name of Rabbeinu Hananel. Tanakama is Chom Minyan, Rabbi Shimon has Chom Mekach, and again, when we flip with the Rif flips them around, Tanakama says Chom Mekach, and Rabbi Shimon says Chom Minyan. The Rush's Maskana himself is that there are so many different Girsaos, so we should just answer everything, which we saw, and that's what he said was Pshat in the Rambam. That's not clear. The question is, what is the Rambam saying? Is the Rambam coming to explain the Rif? Not likely. It would be very hard to explain the Rif that way. If, however, how you want to explain the Rambam says that Shem Damim is Aser and Tchum Minyan is Aser. So if you explain Tosfos and the Rush like we did, that according to the Gears of Rabbeinu Hananel, okay, which is up here, this is what the Rambam had, and he understood that Tchum Mekach is Aser, which means Shem Damim, as we explained, then that's how he would get to that conclusion. He can hold like him. He can hold like the Rush. The Rush was trying to say that the Rambam held like him and held that you have to Aser both according to both Jitos. Again, all of that can work. That's all fine and dandy. Note that according to many of these Jitos, any Shita that doesn't explicitly mention Mida, like we have here in Rashi, we have to figure out what will be the status of Mida. And so something to keep in mind in that is Mida better or worse than Mekach? Okay, and that's something we're going to see a discussion of in the Mishnah Berurah in a little while. Okay, I'm just going to shift stuff here for a moment. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so let's continue now with the back down later on. You'll note I also brought here, below the Rif, both explaining the Rif, the Ran, and the Agos Sashri, who, we, as we said, the Beis Yosef thinks the Pshat of the Rif is like the Agos Sashri, the Ran thinks the Pshat of the Rif is like him, only knowing that, again, Schum Mekach, according to the Ran, includes even mentioning money, whereas according to the Agos Sashri, it doesn't include mentioning money, it only includes actual adding or subtracting of money. Okay. Let's pick up in the Beis Yosef. We're not that far from the end as it seems. So I just want to zoom out again so I can see the entire thing. Okay. There we are. Fine. So he notes, and he says, by the way, that he quotes Tosfos, who hold like Rabbeinu Hananel, who hold like the Bahag, and as we saw in Tosfos, Ulakach Yishizar, Shalol Lahazkar, Afilz Chomen, Yishizh, Domal Abak Chomemkar, Vikachim Divar Rabbeinu, and he says that's Pshat in the tour. Done, as we mentioned above. So, he also, interestingly, brings other Balei HaTosfos, though. And he brings from Ezeu Neshech and Baba Metzia, that they don't really like what the Bahag and Rabbeinu Hananel say there. They liked what they said in our Masechta, but in Baba Metzia, they don't like it. And they say it's hard to understand, like, what's going to be Aser. Why would it be that Schum Minyan would be Aser? Because Schum Minyan, essentially, what are you doing? You're saying 5 plus 5 is 10. So who cares? At the end of the day, you're only mentioning numbers. So Tosfos there explain, what does it mean, according to the Bahag and Rabbeinu Hananel? It doesn't mean... They said, even though they say this, they're not right. When are they right? Only if everybody knows that 100 carats costs $5. So when you're saying 100, you're essentially saying $5. He says, however, that's very hard to say, because 100 of something costs what? I mean, he says, one of the examples given is mea egozim, that you have 100 of them. So he says, you know, like that's, you know, to quote his language here, right? V'chumra gidola hi v'nira didavka kishenosin mea egozim bepruta az aser. He says, if it's because you're ending up just simply saying how much money it is by saying how many there are, he's saying, you can't say 100 of something. 100 is, like, super estimated. So he's saying, that wouldn't be aser unless they're really very, very cheap, in which case 100 would be a precise amount. But at the end of the day, he says he doesn't like the Rabbeinu Hananel there in that Tosfos. So, again, we don't really make such a big deal of a stira in Tosfos. Brings another Tosfos as well, but I don't want to get bogged down in that. So, briefly, let's just jump to the Shulchan Aruch for now, because you don't really need to see much else. We'll go back to the Darkei Moshe in a moment when we explain his view. Okay, and then hopefully we'll get some of the Mishnah Berurah before we finish up for today. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutar lomer l'chavero tein li beitzim ve'gozim v'minyan. Exactly the language of the tour. Saying, you're allowed to tell your friend, give me X number. Again, that's not even talking about going to the store. However, Sif Dalet, Mutar Lomar Lachen V'ni Tainli Dalet Beitzim V'Hei Rimonim, Uvilvad Shelo Yazkir Lo. Number one, Shem Damim. Number two, Schum Mida. Number three, Schum Minyan. So again, he echoes exactly the language of the Tur, which he said is like the Rosh, is like Rabbeinu Hananel, is like Tosfos, that it's going to be obvious that Schum Mida is Aser, it's going to be obvious that Schum Minyan is Aser, and Shem Damim, as we learnt in, according to the Ran, which really, as we said last week, might be Pshat in Tosfos, which he is saying that's who the Tur is following, also Shem Damim is going to be Aser. Note that again, even the Rambam said that Shem Damim was Aser. Okay, so once again, Shem Damim Zaser, Schum Mida Zaser, Schum Minyan Zaser, this can be anybody. It can be Tosfos, it can be the Rosh, it can be the Rambam. The only person who it can't be is... Oh, again, I forgot people are muted. Is the Rif. Because the Rif, there doesn't seem to be any indication of this. As he said, Pshat in the Rif is that it would be Mutter to mention Shem Damim. So he paskins essentially like the Rosh and the Rambam against the Rif. And he says, what's the example of Schum Minyan Lomar? Again, a classic example that we've seen 100 times. Haga. However, the Ramah strongly disagrees. V'chein b'schum damim eino aser ella b'chi haigavna. He says, nope. You know how you wrote by Schum Minyan, it's only aser to say 50 plus 50 is 100? Says the Ramah, that's also true about money. It's only going to be aser in which case? She'omer, tain li b'kach v'kach damim, v'yiyelecha b'yadi kach v'kach. It's only when you tell me, give me $10, and I already gave you ten, and you already owe, I already owe you $10 from last week, that comes out to 20 in total. Aval b'lavachi, but without that, shari, it's 100% mutter to go into the store and say, give me $10 worth of tomatoes. That's a psak of the Ramah. Like who? The Hagos Ashri.
Hello?
Sorry?
Hagos Ashri.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But would that be even if you didn't know the price?
Ah, so now he's going to say that. It's a good point. V'chein v'schum mida. Dafko b'chiyai gavna. He says that's also true about mida. Aval b'lav achishari v'afal gavna. Here he addresses your point. Shkoyach. Okay. De aser lahazkir damim klal, I we said in poskin in the previous Mishnayos, haynu bedavar shein mikro yadua. That's where you don't know the price, like you just pointed out. Aval bedavar she yadua rak she omer lo kama tzarech. But if it's something that we know, every 10 marshmallows costs $1, and he tells me, give me $2 worth of marshmallows, that's just telling you how many you want. Shari im lo shemazkir lo schum. So long as you don't add it up, mutter. Ve'afal gavin says the Rama, and even though she esh machmirin bedavarzeh, that there were machmirin, and you have the Ran, you have the Rosh, you have the Rambam, you have the Tur, you have Rashi, you have Rabbeinu Hananel quoted by everybody else, you have the Ba'an quoted by everybody else. Kvar pasha taminag b'medinos elu lahakel u'chisfara haniz keres. Says our minag is to be makel, we follow the Hagos Ashri. Now, this is why now we can go back to the Darkei Moshe. Okay, so we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, already in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef was more noted to say that Pshat in the Rif was like the Hagos Ashri, but that it was a Davar Tamua. It didn't make any sense. How could you say that that would be Mutter? Because what's Mekach Umemkar if not going to the store and asking for $10 worth of produce? So here's the Darkei Moshe's take on it. Okay, we're in source number Gimel. Again, it's on my screen. Is it helpful that I'm showing my screen, or would you prefer that you see my face? You can unmute.
Screen,
okay, good.
I like your face.
Thank you. I think we'll be okay with the screen then.
I can see your face.
Yeah, there should be a little picture of my face somewhere.
Yes, there is.
I mean, I can turn it off if you want also, but... Anyways, okay. Says the Darkei Moshe, Umashma b'divir aran b'perikin sudden, da aser lomar tain li b'kesef. Says the Ran's mashma that is aser to say, give me whatever it is for money. Aval midivir hagos asheri, mashma sham divichi agav nashari b'davar shemekho yadu akvar. Velo mikri mekach, says the Ramah, it's only considered mekach, ela kishomer tain li b'kesef, v'yihyu lecha b'yadi shtei kesef. It's only when you add it up. And then he says, listen up, I'm going to read you some other Rishonim. And now the Rama, Kedarko Bakodesh, is going to quote you his list of Ashkenazi Rishonim, and he's going to prove that this is the only way that someone can go. So here we go. Vizel Ashkenar Zeruah. Number one, let's take a look at our Zeruah. Kasav Ravan, another good Ashkenazi Rishon. To Aser Lomar Tein Lepshit Obebeis Pshitim Yayin. Says Ravan holds its Aser, Aval Ravya Kasav Deshari. But the Ravya writes that it's Mutter, the Lo Mikri Schum Mekach, that's not called Schum Mekach. The davka kishe omer tain li bepashit o bebeis pshitim ve'azani chayev l'chasach hakol kach v'kach. Ze aser. It's only when you're adding together. Aval chiyai gavna, but to just say, give me $10 worth of bread, shari. Ay, v'adamrin ani poskin damim b'yom tov. Haynu b'davar she'en shumaso yadua. Okay, shumaso just means an estimate, meaning how much it costs. Aval bedaver sheshumaso yadua, but if everybody knows what it costs, if everybody knows an onion costs 30 cents, shari is mutter to say, give me $4 of onions. Adkan lashono, that is the lashon of the Arzarua. So the Arzarua brings a machlokas between the Ravan and the Ravya. The Ravya holds like the go sashri, the Ravan holds like the run, and he seems to be more noted towards the Ravya. V'chein nirin divi arif v'perikin sadin, de mutter lo martin li v'pshita v'beis pshitin, says that's what it seems to be also the rif. V'chein kasa vagas mordechai sov shabbos. L'inyin minyin, de mutter lo martin li kach v'kach, de'inu mechavin l'minyin. Rak lehodiya shekach v'kach utzarech. V'nira li, and says, I'm not sure if this is the, if this is still the Mordechai or the Rama. I had assumed it was the Rama. V'nira li du adinyin l'inyin mida. Nami shari v'chei gavna. And he says, it seems to me that the same is true about mida, that mida is also mutter, only, it's mutter if you're only mentioning a measurement. Meaning, to say, give me 10 cups of flour on Yontif is mutter. On Shabbos is mutter. It's only aser when, de lo ha'aser lahaskir shein mida, ala bedavar shein mida so yadua. That's only when you don't know what, you know, what the measurement is. But if it's something that everybody knows, you can even ask for it in measurement. Ava bedavar shein mida so yadua, rak shem adu lachan v'nikam atzarech shari, v'chein pashu tamina k'divu rafya, and we pass them like the Ravya.
What does that mean, that you don't know what to...
So I struggled with this back and forth. What he's trying to say is, if it's something that everybody knows approximately how much money a certain measurement would cost. But this I went back, you know, we'll wait for the Mishnah Berurah for this. I don't want to jump the gun here. Let's wait for the Mishnah Berurah here. Just to quickly note any other questions before we get there. The Bach very much writes, very, very strongly, seemingly, even he actually saw the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama on this. I don't remember the Bach usually writing what Shulchan Aruch and Rama Paskin, but he goes through this again. He does quote a lot of sources to support the Rama. He quotes through the Mordechai, he quotes through the Ar Zeruah, he quotes through the Ravra, he quotes through the Gaos Hashri, he quotes through the Rif, and various things. And he says, right, and he gets, Mihu, Behagas Shulchan Aruch, his last line, Kasav Denagu, Vinir Seel, Hakel, Gdasa, Rifu, Di'imei. And that seems to be his final line of thinking here. But let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah struggles with that question that you asked. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah as we go through it. I summarized some of the Mishnah Berurah above in my chart, and hopefully, yeah, we should be able to finish and be able to run through it quickly. I'm also more than happy to share the chart with you afterwards. That's never a problem. So, okay, Mishnah Berurah. I'll just summarize outside anything that I consider to be obvious or you should already know. So, Mutzalam al-Khanvani, Tainli, Tainli Beitzim Vegozim Beminyan in Chavero. What does it mean, Beminyan? He says, so you say 10, 20, 30, 40. Why? Because of the Mishnah, you're allowed to. Right? He says also you should Ela Yitol Kefi HaTzorech. You can't take more than you need. Etc. And again, you're only letting him know how much you need. That's why. You're only mentioning the money. You're only mentioning the number is to tell you how many I need. That's Beminyan. Lomer Lachenveni, okay, here he references you to Taskov Yuzayin, which, as I said, we're going to see next week, that Rimonim, Beitzim, etc. are not allowed to be taken from non-Jews because maybe they were picked or maybe they were laid. Shem Damim, okay, so Shem Damim, he explains very clearly, Kegon Sheomer Tainli Be'ad Kach Ve'Kach Pshutim, V'kol shekein kashemaskar l'schum damim. Dan Yishev say mochesh b'nakol al gam mimash v'nizchayv l'mikfar pshita da'asr. He says, anytime you're mentioning asr, anytime you're mentioning money according to the Shulchan Aruch, which we said up here and I've highlighted it, okay, that line in Shulchan Aruch means you can't mention money. V'lo schum mida, next line in Shulchan Aruch. Now here we get to a change in girsa. So there's a big shaila here. If I were to ask you reading Shulchan Aruch, what does Shulchan Aruch hold about mentioning Midah plain? What would you say? Anybody? Alan, you're the only one who's still able to speak on the phone. Oh, now some other people have unmuted. Yeah?
The Shulchan Aruch is Motzer.
So you would say, from the fact that he quotes Shem Damim and he doesn't write Shem Midah, you can be Medayik that he holds it as Mutter. I think that's a fair assumption. Anybody disagree? So I don't think there's a textual argument for this, but I think there's a logical argument for this. Midah is something that we know is Aser to mention, just like money. So if the Beis Yosef was relying on the Ran, and was relying on the Rush, right, and was relying on all of these Shitos who seem to hold that it's obvious that you can't mention money, why would Midah be any different? And it's really hard to understand, so much so that, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Beber HaGra Shekasav Deto Sofer Hu. The Beir HaGra said, oh, he didn't actually mean to write that. V'tzarach Lomar V'lo Shem Midah. Says, yeah, Ayin HaChanami Shulchan Aruch actually holds that you're not allowed to mention any measurements whatsoever, not just a schum of measurements, but any measurements altogether. What's his raya? And it's interesting, this kicks off a giant discussion in Sfara as to what's going on here, but he also has a raya to this, that he must hold that it's aser, from what? Anybody see a raya on something that we've learned so far? You can look back in the Beis Yosef, you can look in the Bach, you can look in the Shulchan Aruch, you can look in the Ramah, you can look in the Darkei Moshe. Anybody have a raya that Shulchan Aruch holds that Midah itself is actually aser, even though he writes Schum Midah? Or at the very least, that's how people understood him. Anybody? Okay, take a look at the Ramah. What does the Ramah disagree with?
Schum and Shem, right? He's saying.
What does he disagree with? Yeah.
So the big thing with the Ramah is he's saying the Shem, the Schum Damim, not just Shem Damim.
Okay. Meaning that Schum Damim is Aser and Shem Damim is Mutter. What else does the Ramah say? What's his next line? It's also highlighted there. V'chein b'schum midah. So what does that mean? He's telling you, Shulchan Aruch, I disagree with you about schum damim, and I disagree with you about schum midah. Now, 1 second. If Shulchan Aruch really holds that actually mentioning midah is mutter, should the Ramah argue with him about that? No. Does he argue with him about minyan? No, because he knows that Shulchan Aruch agrees to him. So you can actually bring a raya from the Ramah, that the Ramah understood Shulchan Aruch as actually assering even mentioning Midah, and that's why he responds to him, and he says, no, v'chein v'schum Midah davcha b'chiyai gavna aser. But if you're not adding, he says, Shulchan Aruch, you're wrong, it is mutter. So that, I think, is also a good raya, at the very least, to how the Ramah understood the Shulchan Aruch. Again, misfara, that makes sense. If you look here, I left you one of the Sharat Tzions, which I've just put on the page. And he at first says, V'chein muchach nami, he says it has to be. D'ha mechaber oser afilu b'damim b'lo schum. Right? V'chol shekein le'inyin mida, d'akol chele shal rama dem lo meid le'inyin mida midamim. He says, because the rama, he brings a different raya. He brings a very different raya. His raya is as follows. He says, rama said, if we're going to be matir, schum mekach, meaning, if we're going to be matir, shem damim, and only asering schum mekach, then for sure we should matir schum midah. So he's saying, meaning, schum midah is going to be less usser than Schum Mekach. Okay, so he's saying that's why he has to make that change. He says, however, Ayin Betaz Shesomer Demira Chamor Midamim. Says, however, see, the Taz, Vekirim Shemachaber Oser B'Shem Damim, Kol Shekein B'Shem Mira. That's the way the Taz looks at it. The Ramah will actually be backwards. Okay?
How do you understand that Kal V'Chomer?
Which Kal V'Chomer?
That that Mida is more Chamor than Damim.
Which one is... That Mida is more Chamor? That's the Taz.
Taz, Shesomer Demida Chamor Midamim. Vekirim Shemachaber Oser B'Shem Damim. Kol Shekein B'Mida. I think, you know, Hadat no Tenet the opposite, because if what happens is you're trying to define something as a Mecca, it's the fact that money is involved that defines it as a Mecca.
I hear that.
It's a reverse Kal V'Chomer.
Yeah, let me look at the Taz. I had the Taz open, but I didn't copy it out. Let me just pull it up 1 second. Are you still? What are you seeing on your screen?
I'm still seeing a Shart Siyum.
Okay, good. Give me one more second. Just pulling up the. Where should it go? Where'd it go? Why can I not find? That's very frustrating. Okay, I'll have to open this up again. If it was my argument, I tell you why I would say that. I would say it from an achronishit perspective, that we see people being matir schum. We see people being matir shem dam, and we don't see people being matir shem. Mida. Now, the only reason why we see that is exactly because of all these Rishonisha statements. There we go. I'm just opening it up here. Search. Yeah, I don't know where my other tab went with the Taz open, but I'm just going to reopen it here for you, and then I will share back with you. 1 second. Give me one more minute here. That's not helpful. Sorry. Give me Mamish 1 more second here. Anyways, but in the meanwhile, that's what the Taz says, and based on the Taz, it's an easy Kal V'Chomer if you're accepting his statement. Anyways, if you're the Rama, it's kind of the opposite, but that's at the very least how the Rama interprets it over here. And how the Gra changes up Shulchan Aruch. Here we are, Mishneh Berurah. Now Shulchan Aruch, and in the Shulchan Aruch we go to the Taz. Here's the Taz right in front of us, and I'm just going to share my screen. Sorry. Let's get back here and share my screen. I don't know why. Here we are. Here's our Taz. Okay.
I'm just kind of blank.
Anybody see it?
There it goes. Yeah, just look.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the Taz.
Beginning from where? Yeah, where to begin? From the beginning?
Yeah, so as you can see, it wasn't so easy to read through it or bring it. Yeah. Yeah, so here he is, right? I mean, this is a huge Taz. We're obviously not going to go through this right now. But he really runs through the entire sugya here. Because he has to talk about this fight back and forth between the Agos Ashri and the Ran.
Let me get a pen. I want to write it down.
So it's Taz Shin Chaf Gimel Beis. That's the Taz.
Once again...
Shin Chaf Gimel Beis. Beis.
Got it.
Okay, and now we can get back to the actual Beis Atir document for the last few minutes here. Okay, so taking the Taz for now at face value, and let me just shift you back down again so you don't disturb. There we go. Okay. So let's quickly run through the rest of it. So anyways, this is the Graz version. I don't know we're going to have time to go through the table exactly, but again, I can send that out afterwards, and maybe we'll be able to even talk about the Taz. Okay, Veloschum Minyan, and again, Devofen said Derech Mekach Menkar, Minyan Ba'alma is fine, as we said, V'chein B'schum Damim, so now we're going already into the Ramah, okay? So the Ramah says, V'chein B'schum Damim, he says, Hu Paligal Mechaber. See, it's interesting, the language of V'chein sounds like he's agreeing, and the Mishnah Berurah just comes to say he's disagreeing, which is obvious for anybody who's reading the content. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah has to say that. Right? He says, right? Here's his language, right? Hupalagam lachavir, desfirale distam shem damim aser limidkar, husfirale, nope, kamo b'minyan dafkas chum minyan aser, u'minyan val mishray limidkar, kein hadin lenyan dami. V'havale lemeimar v'yeshomer el shekein darko lefam, he says sometimes he just writes it on the machaber, and then he gets into chum mida. Okay? Now, let's talk over here. This gets back to your question, Rabbeinu Sam, on what exactly does this mean. Okay? So, first of all, he explains what does it mean. Rosh Lomar Dafka Schum Mida She'ose, but not Mida Ba'alma. That's Virle Lagad Demotel Midkar. Dehashi His Kirmida Orakla Simana Ba'alma. So here's the Mishnah Berurah's definition. Okay? So I'm going to highlight it here. Okay. So, for example, if we know approximately how much is in there, right, then it's going to be aser. Where is it aser? Where people don't usually measure it, so we don't know. Meaning, if something's not usually measured, then measuring it follows a certain mekach u'memkar practice. That's what we'll have to say. Now, again, you could hear me svara the other way, too. You could say, well, when people usually measure it, so then measuring it would be uvdin d'chol, mekach u'memkar, etc. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying no. Because he's assuming that anything that people regularly measure, we know the approximate cost of. Meaning, I know that 100 grams cost $12. So I'm telling you, I want 200 grams, so we can eyeball that, we know what it is, you're just telling me you want sort of a certain amount. There's no other way to say an amount in that case, other than by mentioning the measurement. It's the equivalent, says the Mishnah Berurah, to mentioning numbers. The only way that you can tell the balabayas how much sesame you want is if you say cups. Because that's something that's always measured. But if it's something that's never measured, and you are telling the Chenvani, oh, I want you to measure this, that's muchach, that is not for the sake of figuring out how much you want, but rather for the sake of mekach u'memkar. Everybody get that, or you're not? It's a bit of a precise definition. So once again.
What's an example of that?
Sorry?
What's an example of that? You explain, you know, buying 200 grams. What's the kind of thing that you would never measure, but here he says to measure?
So imagine I tell you 400 grams of apples. So what's the purpose of that? Why am I asking you to measure that?
It's a measurement that you don't, but you do say bushels of apples.
Correct, because that's something that you're using. The question is, what is the purpose of what you are saying?
So if you use a measurement that's not usually used for that particular thing,
you're showing that you just are doing that for the sake of measuring. Masha'enkin, if you're using a measurement that everybody uses and that's the only way to identify in that particular product how much you want, that's going to be like minyan.
Everybody measures every product. There's no product you don't measure. You always sell a certain amount of measurements in certain things.
So we tend to do that because it's easier to weigh now. We don't measure eggs.
Right. So if you say a dozen eggs, that's fine. But if you say...
three cups of eggs.
That's no good.
Correct. Because you're clearly doing that for the sake of the measuring. Howie doesn't look happy.
But I would say the opposite. You know, you count eggs, and you say a dozen eggs because you know that a dozen eggs cost a certain amount, and that's what you do. But if you say a cup of eggs, you don't care how many are in a cup. So you want, like, you know, this much. You know, two scoops of raisins. You're not going to count the number of raisins in the two scoops, you know, kind of thing.
Right. So what's... Therefore
so,
what?
Yeah, so that's not Mechachememkar, because you're not makbid on the exact amount for that amount of money, you know, so it's not as much Mechachememkar.
Right, so I would note, I don't necessarily disagree with you. Even when we're saying you're measuring out, the Mishnah Berurah notes a very important point, and we'll have to end with this because we're already over, is a very, very, very important point, which came up last week and is crucial to this. Vizeha kula hurak lelokeach she'ino over iser b'mashe hizkir she'imida. Vihetr lemocher she'yihye mutr lemadidov litno b'kelov she'lokeach mevor le'el b'sif alef she'yosef o yimayit ma'at. Do you remember when we had you took the kav and you just stick it in? And therefore you end up with a little bit less, a little bit more?
Yeah.
So that's exactly what he says. He says this heter is not actually to measure out precisely for the mocher. The heter is only for the lokech to say it, and the mocher has to measure it out, like normally, a little bit more, a little bit less. So it turns out, because the Rama is saying, listen, if you go into a supermarket, how can you buy sesame seeds without asking for a measurement? You can't. You can't. How can you buy meat without asking for a weight? You can't. So that's the end of the story. That's the equivalent of him to Minyan. And he says you can even do that with money, if we know how much it is. If, however, right, it's not something which is usually measured, for example, I tell you I want 400 grams of Cheerios, you'll say that's clearly a very specific Mechach u'Memkar. That's not someone coming forward to say, I want you to know how much I want. That's someone coming forward to say, I want a particular amount that I want to purchase today. And really, what we all have to keep on taking this back to is the original Mishnah, is this something you would do at home? If you were at home and you were asking your wife, your brother, your child, for whatever it is, how would you relate to that? So if you're asking them for coconuts, you might say a number. If you're asking them for flour, you would probably say cups. And that's really the point of the Rama here. I think that's really where he comes out to be Mekel. You could make the same argument for the Mechaber. You absolutely could. But nevertheless, I think that you can make the compelling argument the other way as well, as the Gra already did. So in summary, I will... Sorry?
That means we're going back to the previous Mishnah and holding like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you can't fill the kli. In other words, we're talking about a case where the lokeach is bringing the kli and you don't fill it, which is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion on the previous Mishnah.
Okay.
Is that how we were pasuking before?
In what way? I mean...
Listen,
if you go back to... here, I'll just pull up the Shulchan Aruch for you, but again, let me... Give me one more second here as I... Oops. Hide thumbnail video. How do I get back here?
I have another question.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
And because I tried to explain how he views, and he talks about Chen V'ni Rogel, all this will only work with somebody you really know, who understands you through the symbol of saying this and this. That's what I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying. That in a sense, it's really by only, if you go to a guy who you never met, saying something like that may not work at all. Then you have a problem, a Mechachememkar, no matter what you do. So I don't know why it doesn't say the Shulchan Aruch, Chen V'ni Rogel. I think it's really, really important to say that it only will work with certain type of people.
Again, maybe on a practical way it might, but in terms of the halacha, it really doesn't influence. Here's your Shulchan Aruch, by the way, in front of you. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Which is Tanakama, not Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can't fill it all the way.
Right.
And what you're explaining now is saying that it's like Rabbi Yehuda, where it's, you can use the kli, you can use a mita, as long as you don't fill it. Or you overfill it.
I mean, that's the Rama. The Yesh Mekilim Lomar, the Golshin Mechavin Lemida Legamre, Shemimaita Mosif Ma'achari. Also, Nago Sashri, which we're passing like now. Right? That's the Rama here.
Right.
So I. I mean, yeah, I mean, meaning we haven't changed the psak. Shulchan Aruch holds this is usur anyways, the Rama holds it's mutter anyways. So we're just comparing their shitas to themselves. So I think that's fine. But we're way over time here. So I'm going to call it for now. Yasher Koch to everybody. I hope this wasn't too hard. And we did set a record for most people ever at a base this year. Yasher Koch to you guys. And if this works for everybody, I mean, we can definitely continue to do this for the next couple of weeks. Next week, our plan is just to quickly say, and I will share my chart as well as the our source sheet for next week, sometime over the next week. Main point is that next week we're going to do Tafkof Yedzayin, which talks about which things you can get from a goy, which things you can't get from a goy, which is the other part of the sugya, and then following that, if we still have a week left, which I most probably, I mean, if you guys are okay this year, I am, we'll do something Pesach, maybe Psachim something, and then after Pesach, we will get back, and we will start the new perek. Hopefully we'll be able to invite some new people, and I think that will be something very nice for everybody. Okay, have a good night.
I have a question. Is the Mishnah Berurah Aseret or Matarit?
At the end of the day, you can look down. He's very, very, he tells you not to follow the Rama. He's really Machmir. He says at the end of the day you shouldn't be Maicha, but he says you should not.
So
okay?
I was just going to have that because I have my Torah here. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing as well.
Uh-huh.
He says we don't, Chas V'Shalom, we should follow the Rama.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Rama, I mean, you're following one read of the Rif, which is, again, not the Ran's read of the Rif. You're following another read of the Rif against the Rosh, the Rambam, the Tur, Rashi, Tosfos. You're making yourself a very big list of enemies here because, oh, the Minhag is that way. Well, I mean, again, it's surprising that Aruch HaShulchan wouldn't stand up for the Minhag. It must not have been the Minhag in his days, but nevertheless.
Well, you can look it up. You can look it up yourself. But if,
yeah, yeah.
What he says here, I will acquire chelku gedolei achronos v'kisa gomohu shalakeach yaski shem domim or shem midah v'ena minhag kein etzlenu v'chas v'shalom nasos kein.
Right, v'ena minhag kein etzlenu. That's probably what he's building off of. So, anyways, okay. Yashar Koach, everybody. Thank you. Have a good night.